Hi, listening friend. Welcome to the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends. It's February 4th, 2014. And as a good Boy Scout always knows, have a plan B. Well, that's what's going to be taking place today as my special guest for the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends had scheduling conflicts. So I'm kind of winging it at the last minute. So I've quickly grabbed some songs with the theme Holy in them, as I was so blessed by last night's opening session of Founders Week, broadcasted live from the Moody Memorial Church in Chicago and on WGNN, 7 to 9 p.m. all week long. We'll be carrying the live coverage, and beginning this morning at 9:30, also on WGNN, comprised of three frequencies, 102.5, 103.9, and 97.1 FM, we'll broadcast the live sessions from the Moody Memorial Church. At 9:30 today, it'll be Gary Chapman, and then around 10:45, Wes Stanford will divide God's Word and share an encouraging message that I'm sure will bless you. Moody's Founders Week has been going on for many years. It's been held annually since 1901, commemorating the February 5th birthday of the world-renowned 19th century evangelist and MBI founder Dwight Lyman Moody. Over the years, Founders Week has grown beyond its original purpose as a Bible conference for MBI faculty, students, and employees, now drawing attendees from Chicagoland, the nation, and the world. While on WGNN all week long, the morning and evening sessions will be broadcast, and so as I tuned in last night to hear Dr. Paul Nyquist's message, he's the current president of the Moody Bible Institute, he reinforced the conference theme, Be Holy, by talking about what does it mean to be holy. Not the kind of holy when we say holy mackerel or holy cow or holy moly, but living that lifestyle of obedience to a holy, sovereign, almighty God. He left us with three questions and then talked all about them. What does it mean to be holy? Why does God want us to be holy? And how do we pursue this holiness? So I've picked out a number of songs and quickly did a Bible search, drawing on some passages that talk about holiness or God being holy. The passage that Paul Nyquist spoke out of was 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 14 through 16, but I'll begin reading at verse 13, followed by a classic by Steve Green, Holy, 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 which incidentally, let me do a quick little plug, Steve Green, along with Twyla Paris, will be coming to the Virginia Theater on Saturday night, March 29th. Tickets will be going on sale soon, $15 for general admission, $40 for special VIP seating, along with early entrance and meet and greet with the artists. More to say about that in the coming days, but we hope to pack the Virginia Theater as our theme is 1,000 years of church hymns, and also some of the favorite songs of these artists over the years will be featured that evening. The Singing Men of GNN will also provide backup and sing a few selections, and I think a world-class pianist will be joining in on the evening. More to say about that soon. Reading from 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 13 through 16. Therefore, prepare your minds for action. Be self-controlled. Set your hope fully on the grace to be given you when Jesus Christ is revealed. As obedient children, do not conform to the evil desires you had when you lived in ignorance, but just as He who called you is holy, so be holy in all you do. For it is written, Be holy, because I am holy. Here's Steve Green.
Merciful and mighty, God in three persons, blessed Trinity.
Holy, 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 holy,
Just got to love that Steve Green. I believe singing for over 30 years now, and his voice is as strong as ever. And what a godly testimony. I interviewed him a few years ago when he was in for that special event that we held at the Virginia Theater, where were Steve Green, Michael Card, Twyla Paris, and Wayne Watson. And he's just a wonderful follower of the Lord Jesus Christ and has a great testimony, which is archived at our archive programs page from a few years ago, 2012. Reading from Exodus 3:3-6. So Moses thought, I will go over and see this strange sight, why the bush does not burn up. When the Lord saw that he had gone over to look, God called to him from within the bush, Moses, Moses. And Moses said, Here I am. Do not come any closer, God said. Take off your sandals, for the place where you are standing is holy ground. Then he said, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. At this Moses hid his face because he was afraid to look at God. Here's a classic for all of those that have joined me on a trip to Israel. We play this on our tour bus, and it's a powerful reminder that wherever God is, it is holy ground, and how blessed it is that he allows us to appear before him and fellowship with him. Here's You Are Standing on Holy Ground.
As I walked through the door, I sensed his presence, and I knew this was a place where God abounds. For this is the temple, Jehovah God abides here. And we are standing in his presence on holy ground. Still be found. So if you have a need, I know God has the answer. Oh, just reach out and claim it. Child, you're standing on holy ground. We are standing.
In the year King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord seated on the throne, high and exalted, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Above him were seraphs, each with six wings. With two wings they covered their faces, with two they covered their feet, and with two they were flying. And they were calling to one another, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. The whole earth is full of his glory." At the sound of their voices, the doorposts and the threshold shook, and the temple was filled with smoke. "Woe to me," I cried. "I am ruined, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I live among a people of unclean lips. And my eyes have seen the King, the Lord Almighty." Isaiah 6, 1 through 5. Hear "As Holy as the Lord," followed by "You Are Holy," sung by For Him. Well, I'm going to close out with a reading from 1 Peter 2, 4 through 5. As you come to him, the living stone, rejected by men, but chosen by God and precious to him, you also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. Oh, that we all may live in such a way today and throughout our lives that we'd be known as spiritual sacrifices, providing a pleasing aroma for all those around us and even to Almighty God. Well, I'm glad you got to tune in for today's edition of Mark and Friends of the Tuesday edition. Our theme has been on holy, partly because of the theme that Founders Week is basing this year's conference on, and just because I thought it'd be a great one to share with you today. My hope and prayer was that you were blessed by the songs, the scripture reading, and the impact God's Word can have on your lives as you open your heart to Him. Be holy today, dear one. Be set apart for God's work. Speaking of God's Word, this Friday there's still time for you to join us in our Genesis study. We'll be gathering at the Judah Christian School at 6:30, Friday night, February 7th. We'll meet for 5 sessions, and it gets kicked off this Friday. There's a $10 cost for the various materials we'll be handing out. So call in today and get registered, 217-367-7777. Thanks for listening, everyone. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day and night.